Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the Eastern culture, the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So, Marie, you have done some celebrating recently, hitting the Bordeaux.
Well, hitting one Bordeaux.
Hitting one Bordeaux, yes.
Yeah, several weeks ago, my husband ran the Baltimore Marathon.
Mazel tov.
He had a nice time, and he had a nice finish time, and he enjoyed himself doing it, which was even more important. And so on Sunday, after he could walk successfully up and down the stairs, we celebrated with a very nice meal, and I went down to the basement and decided to pull a bottle from the cellar, and that was a 2000 Chateau Lanessan au Médoc, which is Bordeaux. And this is one that I had bought many years ago when I was working in the wine business. I don't have the exact price of what it was in 2001 when I bought it, but I want to say it was $30 or under. So this was my chance to sort of buy a few things and see what happened. And I've tried this wine over the years. This was one of my favorites. It has always been sort of silky with really bright fruit. This particular bottle probably wasn't the best one I had. It had lost some fruit. It still had the pencil shavings in the nose, and that's sort of characteristic of Bordeaux.
Tell me a bit about the year 2000, because it was a special vintage.
2000 was one of the great vintages, and it was one of the better vintages in a long time prior. So people got very excited about this. Robert Parker, the wine critic, got very excited about this. As we've talked on the show before, Bordeaux are bought on futures. So wine shops will order from importers and allow people to buy the wine without tasting it, and it arrives about a year later. When you buy Bordeaux on futures, neither you nor probably the people who have sold it to you have ever tasted it. So it's kind of
it's a gamble.
It is a gamble. And you're really trusting the people who tasted early from the barrel. But 2000 got spectacular reviews and in general really lived up to them.
Nice, nice. So this was the one that had sort of more structure than opulence at this point.
At this point. Now, that's not to say that if I open the one or two other bottles that I have left of this,
mm-hmm.
they won't
the same.
Be markedly different.
Yeah.
You know, this is 60% Cab, and then the rest is mostly Merlot with a little bit Petit Verdot. So it should really have the structure.
Mm-hmm. And this is a left bank of Bordeaux, Au Médoc, the left bank of Bordeaux. And it's a large area, and everything from wines that are very affordable to wines that are unbelievably patrician, shall we say.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to your lovely husband, Kevin.
Thank you very
much. On the marathon.
I will pass that along. Of course, he listens to us in the morning, so he's hearing that now.
That's adorable. Well, it's always nice to talk about Bordeaux, and thanks for sharing that with us.
I should have shared the bottle. Next time, that's with you, too.
Oh, that's very sweet. Well, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.